You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was a 3-3 draw in the first leg of the quarter-final with the Nottingham Panthers in the Challenge Cup. With me as the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, first of all, your thoughts on the game there?
Oh, disappointed to walk out of that one with a draw. I felt that we had every opportunity to take a lead, if not one or two goal lead, into Nottingham. And, you know, you find yourself killing the last 5 minutes. That was a killer for us.
And, you know, you seem to grow into the game as the game went on. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, you have to play a different style against Nottingham. They trap. They get four or five guys behind the puck at all times. And, you know, if you open up against them, then you'll see what kind of quality they have. We kept a lot of the pace in front of us and forced them to dump pucks. We just we didn't start off great offensively, but we got better as the game went on. That was a disappointing thing. I thought maybe if we had some chances early on, we didn't execute on. But disappointed to come out of it with a draw. I felt the team, the way we played, we deserved better.
Was a bit nervy those last 5 minutes or so, when the penalty sort of took hold?
Not at all. We had a great kill. You know, we had a great kill. I had an opportunity on the kill off a design play that we ran. Pity on a breakaway. Mm. Yeah, frustrated on that one. and then they come back and score. It's difficult. It's difficult, you know, not to get a power play all game. You know, and it's a lot of 5-on-5, and I think that's twice now, and not against Nottingham. We've had back-to-back no power plays. Mm-hmm. You know, and it makes it, you know, a lot of 5-on-5. You don't get your power play units out there, and both coaches would want that. Especially, I felt very confident with our power play coming out of Dundee and this week in training, and you know, but so be it. The kill was great. You know, they get a lucky bounce, goes off a shin right out front, you know, back in the net. So 3-3, it's, you know, no blood, and we got to go to Nottingham to win a game.
It's pretty much a 0-0 game again, isn't it, when you go down there next week?
It's 0-0.
Yep.
Or which way you look at it. Yeah, it's exciting, you know. And like I said, I'm confident with this group right now. We got a great feeling within our dressing room. We feel like we're playing, you know, apart from last Saturday, we felt like we've played some good hockey, you know, on the road. Definitely on the road, we're comfortable. And, you know, we just want to kind of break that goose egg here and have another good performance like we did against the last time we played these guys. And, you know, hopefully get some positivity back from our fan base and give them something to cheer about.
More immediately, you've got Edinburgh coming here on Saturday. Is the mood good going into this one?
Absolutely, yeah. The guys are excited. Guys felt that tonight, you know, if it was any other night, we felt like we were walking out of here with a 1 or 2 goal lead. But, yeah, it wasn't the case. It doesn't change the way, you know, I think we executed. We played well defensively in the neutral zone. I thought we adapted well to make a Nottingham come through us as opposed to opening up seams. And guys bought in. And, yeah, full of confidence going forward here.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.
And that was the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, after a 3-3 draw between Brayhead Clan and Nottingham Panthers. The second leg of that tie taking place next Wednesday at the National Ice Centre. More immediately, the Clan take on Edinburgh Capitals this Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. It's a big Gardner Conference game against Michael Dobrin's side as they come from Murrayfield, hoping to get the victory. Those tickets are available now. Get them via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We'll be back on Saturday. Bye for now.